श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जाए, श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाए, श्री मायापुर नावी धाम की जाए, गंग माया की जाए, जमुना माया की जाए, तुलसी देवी की जाए, भक्ति देवी की जाए, समवेद भक्तिवृंद की जाए, ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जाए, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाए, गौ प्रेमानंदी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सम ऑफ द डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सम ऑफ द डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सम ऑफ द डिवोटीज, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So, welcome to our, I think it's the last day of the seminars. Who's the translator? Okay. So we're going to discuss the six Goswamis. One of the verses from the Sad Goswami Astakam. So we've discussed about Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. We'll talk about Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. There's very little information about Raghunath Bhatta Goswami.
Ima jako malo podataka o Raghunath Bhatta Goswami.
Because he, when Krishna Das Kaviraj went to him for blessings to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Kada Krishna Das Kaviraj došao njemu po blagoslove da piše Chaitanya Charitamrita.
He said, "You have my blessings."
Rekao mu je, imaš moje blagoslove.
But don't write about me.
Ali nemoj pisati o meni.
Very humble.
Jako ponizno za mu.
Yeah, here. Krishna Das Kaviraj, that's a great Vaishnava, and he's writing about Chaitanya Lila and so many Vaishnavas.
Krishna Das Kaviraj je veliki Vaishnava i piše o Goswamima i piše o raznim Lilama.
Now so many devotees would, you know, they would like to, you know, be a part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Toliki bhakti bi željeli biti dio Chaitanya Charitamrita.
But he wasn't interested at all. So the all that we know about him pretty much is that he was very expert at reciting Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sve što znamo o njemu je da je bio jako vješt u recitiranju Srimad Bhagavatam.
He melted devotees' hearts when he would chant Srimad Bhagavatam.
Kad bi on izgovarao Srimad Bhagavatam, srce bhakta bi se topilo.
So many different meters he would chant in.
Izgovarao bi to u različitim metrima.
So Jiva Goswami, he was the son of Anupama.
Jiva Goswami je bio sin Anupame.
So that made him the nephew of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami.
Znači da je bio nećak Rupa i Sanatana Goswami.
And it's described that he was such a great scholar.
I opisano je da je bio takav učenjak.
That after the disappearance of Rupa Goswami, he was the main, he was the scholar of the world.
Da je nakon odlaska Rupe Goswami on bio najistaknutiji učenjak na svijetu.
When his father left, when he was young, he was 10 years old when his father left.
On imao 10 godina kada je njegov otac otišao.
So he thought, well, my father left, why stay here? So he left.
Pa je razmišljao, moj otac je otišao, zašto da ja ostanem ovdje? I tako i on otišao.
You know, like father, like son, right?
Kakav otac, takav sin.
They have that saying here?
Mi imamo isto tu izreku.
So he thought, well, why hang around here? So he left home.
Razmišljao, pa zašto ostati ovdje? I tako je otišao.
And he went to Benares.
Otišao je u Benares.
To learn Sanskrit.
Da bi naučio Sanskrit.
I mean, at 10 years old.
Imao je 10 godina.
This incredible personality.
Uistinu, nevjerojatna osoba.
And you now look at his mother. She has a husband and she has a son, and you know, within a few days she's no son, no husband.
A njegova majka, ona je imala i muža i sina i u nekoliko dana izgubila ih je oboje.
Interesting. The Vedic civilization.
Vedska civilizacija je uistinu zanimljiva.
And he was so much, they were so much respected because they were able to do that.
i toliko ih se poštovalo zato što su to mogli učiniti.
Now, in present society, he would be considered a deserter.
Današnjim društvom oni bi bili smatrani onima dezerterima na neki način.
Of course, there's nothing that they say about a child that leaves at 10 years old. It's like unheard of. You know?
U stvari je nečuveno da dijete od 10 godina napusti dom.
So he left home.
Dakle, on je otišao.
And became the great scholar.
Postao veliki učenjak.
And it's described that he wrote 25 books.
Opisano je da je on napisao 25 knjiga.
400,000 verses.
400,000 stihova.
Composed.
I on sastavio.
And edited.
Isto tako i uredio.
And of course the other Goswamis, they all, I think, one, actually not all of them wrote, but most of them were writing books.
E nisu svi Goswami pisali, ali većina njih pisala je knjige.
And it's stated in the Sad Goswami Astrakam, Nana Shastra Vitara Naika Nipunam Sad Dharma Singstavakam, that the six Goswamis, they were scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures.
I opisano da su šestorica Goswamija pažljivo proučavala sve spise.
With the aim of establishing religious principles.
Ciljem da ustanove religijska načela.
For the benefit of everyone.
Za svačiju dobrobit.
So this was the reason behind their writing and studying all these different books.
I to je bio razlog zašto su proučavali i pisali te razne knjige.
To establish religious principles throughout the world.
Kako bi diljem svijeta utemeljili religijske principe.
So by this book distribution we're fulfilling the desires of the six Goswamis.
Tako da dijeljenjem knjiga mi ispunjavamo želju šestorice Goswamija.
So this activity is very, very auspicious.
I da je aktivnost iznimno povoljna.
So it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Dakle, u Chaitanya Charitamrita je opisano.
That his main writings were the Satsandarbhas.
Da su njegova glavna djela bile Satsandarbhe.
Which are extremely philosophical.
Koji su iznimno filozofskog karaktera.
And there's a devotee now that's translating those.
Ima jedan bhakta koji ih prevodi.
Gopi Paranadana.
Gopi Paranadana.
In Vrindavan.
U Vrindavanu.
He has a little school there at Govardhan Hill.
Ima malu školu na Brdo Govardhan.
And another one of his books was the famous, one of his other famous books was the Gopal Champu.
I još jedna njegova poznata knjiga bila je Gopal Champu.
Which is describing the pastimes of Krishna.
Koja opisuje Krishna zabave.
So also there's not that much information about Jiva Goswami.
Mislim, nema puno podataka o Jiva Goswamiju.
But another thing is that he was a leader amongst the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan.
No, on je bio vođa među Vaishnavama u Vrindavanu.
And many gurus would send their disciples to him to be trained up in the Vaishnava philosophy.
I mnogi su guruji slali tamo svoje učenike da ih on obuči vaishnavskoj filozofiji.
Narottam Das Thakur.
Narottam Das Thakur.
Srinivasacharya.
Srinivasacharya.
Who else?
Tko još?
Shyamananda.
Dakle, Shyamananda.
You know, these great Vaishnavas.
Dakle, ti veliki Vaishnava.
So they would, and many others would be sent to him for guidance and training on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
Isto tako su mnogi drugi bili poslani njemu za vodstvo i obuku u svjesnosti Krishna.
So another of the very famous Goswamis was Raghunath Das Goswami.
Još jedan od poznatijih Goswamija bio je Raghunath Das Goswami.
Who was the 46th branch on the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Koji je bio 46. grana na drvetu Čajtanja Mahaprabhuva.
And he was he took his birth in a very, very rich family.
On se rodio u jako bogatoj obitelji.
And his father's name was Govardhan Madhu Mandhara.
Otac mu se zvao Govardhan Madhu Mandhara.
And his brother was also very wealthy.
Njegov brat je također bio jako bogat.
And actually, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the second of the Goswamis to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raghunath Das Goswami je bio drugi od Goswamija koji je susreo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Although he He also joined later, but he was one of the first to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Iako se on pridružio kasnije, ali bio je jedan od prvih koji je vidio Čaitanja Mahaprabhu.
He was 16 years old when he first met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Imao je 16 godina kada je prvi puta susreo Sri Chaitanja Mahaprabhu.
And he became extremely attracted to serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Iako ga je privuklo služenje Sri Chaitanja Mahaprabhu.
So much so that he wanted to leave.
Čak toliko da želi otići.
Most people, you know, born into such a rich family, they would really be taken advantage.
Većina ljudi da se rodi u tako bogate obitelji iskoristila bi te uvjete.
But in, you know, a teenager at that, you know.
A još u tome bio teenager.
But he just wanted to leave and serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ali on je želio otići i služiti Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he was trying to leave.
I pokušao je otići.
But his father could see his this desire to leave.
No, njegov otac je mogao vidjeti tu njegovu želju da ode.
So he had bodyguards to keep him from leaving.
Tako da je doveo neke stražare da ga spriječe u tome.
And one night he was able to slip away and escape.
Jednog dana uspio se išuljati i pobjeći.
In the middle of the night.
Usred noći.
And somehow his father found out.
A njegov otac je nekako saznao.
And he sent his guards to go and bring him back.
I poslao je svoje stražare da ga vrate.
So you can see his father was pretty sharp. You know.
Možemo vidjeti da je njegov otac bio prilično oštar.
And very also very determined to keep his son.
I jako odlučen da zadrži svog sina.
But what's kind of ironic is that he was actually a devotee.
No, ironija je u tome što je on u stvari bio bhaktan.
And you'll see that still in India there's so many people that are apparent devotees of Krishna, but when their son starts taking seriously the Krishna consciousness, you know, they start getting a little bit anxious.
Još uvijek u Indiji postoje roditelji koji su skloni svjesnosti Krišna, ali kada njihova djeca se počinju zanimati više za to, onda oni se uznemire.
And they say, they'll tell their son, it's nice that you're serving Krishna, it's so nice.
I kažu, tako je divno da služiš Krišnu.
But don't take it too seriously.
Ali nemoj to preozbiljno shvaćati.
Worship the deity and do some puja.
Obožavaj božanstva, radi neku puđu.
But don't get too serious.
Ali nemoj postati previše ozbiljan.
So this was like his father.
Takav je bio njegov otac.
So at one point he asked his father if he can go and see Lord Nityananda.
Jednom je pitao svog oca može li otići da vidi gospodina Nityanandu.
Who lived nearby.
Koji je živio blizu.
Nice neighborhood.
To je bilo stvarno pravo susjedstvo.
So many great Vaishnavas lived in this Navadvip area.
Toliko je divnih Vaishnava živjelo u tom području Navadvipa.
Imagine, Advaita Acharya, Lord Nityananda, Shivas Thakur.
Možete samo zamisliti gospodin Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Shivas Thakur.
So many great Vaishnavas.
Toliko uzvišenih Vaishnava.
So because Lord Nityananda was not very far away, the father said, yeah, you can go and you can visit.
Budući da gospodin Nityananda nije bio daleko, njegov otac je rekao, u redu, možeš otići i posjetiti ga.
So when Lord Nityananda saw him, he told his devotees, bring him here, I'm going to punish him.
Kada ga je gospodin Nityananda vidio, rekao je bhaktama, dovedite ga i ja ću ga kazniti.
So they brought him over and he paid dandavas to Lord Nityananda.
Doveli su ga i on je odao dandavat gospodinu Nityanandi.
And he put his feet on his head.
On je stavio svoje stopala na njegovu glavu.
Can you imagine that mercy?
Možete li zamisliti tu milost?
That's a pretty ecstatic punishment.
Prilično ekstatična kazna.
So then actually the punishment was that now you have to serve all the devotees.
Kazna je bila u tome da sada moraš služiti sve bhakte.
And this was the first Panihati festival.
I to je bio prvi Panihati festival.
So he got so much boga bought and made all this food and offered it to Krishna.
Dobio je puno boge i napravio hranu koju zatim ponudio Krishna.
So So thousands of people were being served this prasad.
I tisuće ljudi je primilo taj prasadam.
Very auspicious punishment.
To je bila prilično povoljna kazna.
So still he wanted to leave.
Ali ipak je želio otići.
And Lord Nityananda told him that very soon Krishna will bestow his mercy upon you.
Gospodin Nityananda mu je rekao da će gospodin Krishna jako brzo mu dati svoju milost.
But still sometimes somehow he couldn't quite get away.
Ali ipak nije mogao otići.
And finally his mother told his father, can't we lock him up in chains or something like this?
Konačno je njegova majka rekao njegovom ocu, pa možemo ga možda staviti mu neke okove ili nešto.
So this gives you an idea of the culture there.
To može predstaviti sliku tamošnje kulture.
You could lock up your son and get away with it, yeah.
Mogli ste na neki način zaključati svog sina i izvući se s tim.
It's a little different now.
Malo je drugačije danas.
I remember hearing how there was in America one time this Indian man his son did some nonsense, so he punished him, he hit him.
Sjećam se da je u Americi jedan Indijac kaznio svog sina koji je napravio neku glupost, udario ga je.
So the son of this Indian man, he called the police.
A sin tog Indijca nazvao je policiju.
Police came, took him to jail. For 6 months he was in jail.
Policija je došla, odvela ga u zatvor i tamo je bio 6 mjeseci.
So then he got out of jail.
Zašao je iz zatvora.
And he was at home for a couple months.
I nekoliko mjeseci je bio kod kuće.
And he told his son, listen, it's been a long time since we've been to India. Let's go to India.
I onda je rekao sinu, prošlo je dosta vremena od kad smo bili u Indiji, ajmo u Indiju.
You guys see it coming, huh?
Već vidite šta će se dogoditi.
So he said, yeah, all right, let's go to India, yeah.
I rekao, dobro, ajmo u Indiju.
So they go to India, they fly into the airport.
Otišli su i išli su u zrakoplov.
As soon as they got off the plane,
čim su se išli s aviona,
he started smacking that kid.
Počeo ga je udarati.
India, you go to a judge and say, hey, my son did some nonsense, or the son complains that my father, smacked me. What did you do? The judge will say, just kid, this guy.
U Indiji, ako dođete sucu i kažete da ste udarili sina, zbog neke gluposti, sudac će vas samo poslati. Neće se ništa dogoditi.
The kids are very spoiled now.
Djeca su prilično razmažena danas, današnje vrijeme.
Get away with anything.
Mogu se sa svačim izvući.
Of course, on the other side, there is a lot of abuse.
Naravno, s druge strane, ima i puno zlostavljanja.
Unfortunately.
Nažalost.
So, because of this, therefore, now the parents, they can't punish their children.
I zbog toga, roditelji ne mogu kazniti svoje djecu.
So it's all Kali Yuga.
I to je sve Kali Yuga.
So, the father of Raghunath Das Goswami, when he heard his wife saying, well, listen, why don't we just lock him up or something?
Kada je otac Raghunath Das Goswami čuo kako mu žena kaže da zatvori sina.
When he heard this, he told his wife, he said, that's not going to work.
Kada je to čuo, rekao ženi, to neće upaliti.
He has a wife that's as beautiful as an angel.
Ima ženu koja je lijepa poput anđela.
And that's not keeping him here.
A toga ne zadržava ovdje.
You think chains are going to keep him here?
Misliš da će ga neki okovi zadržati?
So she said, good point.
Ona rekla, da, ima nešto u tome.
So, eventually, with the help of Yadunandana Acharya, his spiritual master, he was able to escape.
Konačno je s pomoć svog duhovnog učitelja Yadunandana Acharya uspio pobjeći.
So he was going through the forest.
I otišao u šumu.
Imagine this, from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri.
Zamislite, iz Navadvipa u Jagannath Puri.
Long distance.
To je velika udaljenost.
Yeah. And he couldn't take the main path.
Nije mogao ići glavnim putem.
Because he would be caught.
Jer bi ga uhvatili.
So he was going through the thick forest.
Tako da je išao kroz gustu šumu.
And he didn't bring anything with him.
I ništa nije ponio sa sobom.
So, very, very austere.
To je bilo prilično teško.
And he's the son of a wealthy man, so you know, he was always pampered.
A on je bio sin bogataša i uvijek je bio mažen.
Understand what pampered? Yeah. So, but he made it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ali uspio doći do gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So of course Lord Chaitanya was very happy to see him.
Naravno, gospodin Chaitanya bio je sretan što ga vidi.
And he explained that his father was actually he was stuck in a deep well filled with stool.
I objasnio da je njegov otac bio zaglavljen u dubokom bunaru punom stolice.
Because although he is a devotee, still his main interest was in sense gratification.
Jer iako je bio bhakta, njegov glavni interes bilo je osjetilno zadovoljstvo.
And this is compared to being stuck in a well of stool.
A to se uspoređuje sa time da je osoba zaglavljena u bunaru punom stoli.
Lord Chaitanya is heavy.
Gospodin Chaitanya zna biti oštar.
So, and devotional service, it's like swimming in an ocean of nectar.
A predano služenje je poput plivanja u oceanu nektara.
Just like Rupa Goswami, in the Nectar of Devotion, he explained that this Nectar of Devotion, it's just a drop of this ocean of nectar.
Kao što Rupa Goswami u Nektaru predanosti kaže da je taj ocean nektara predanosti samo kap.
And as you all know, the Nectar of Devotion is such an ecstatic text.
Kao što znate, Nektar predanosti je tako predivan, tako predivno djelo.
So this is just a drop of that.
A to je samo kap.
Yeah. Just give an idea of what the ocean is like.
Samo da dobijemo neku ideju o tome kakav je ocean.
So it's described that he was so austere that he would just take a little bit of buttermilk.
Opisano je da bi uzeo samo nešto malo mlijeka s nacrtom.
And he would only sleep like an hour or two a night.
Spavao bi tek sat ili dva po noći.
And he was paying obeisances 1,000 times a day to the deities.
I odavao bi poštovanje 1,000 puta dnevno božanstvima.
And there wasn't that many deities in Vrindavan.
A nije bilo tako puno božanstava u Vrindavanu.
So this means that he would go around to the, I mean, how many deities were there? Not very many, maybe a few temples. So he would go around paying obeisances again and again and again and again to the same deities.
Nije bilo puno božanstava u to vrijeme, pa je odlazio do tih božanstava kojih je bilo i odavao im poštovanje iznova i iznova.
A lot of devotion.
To je prilično velika devocija.
And he would pay obeisances to the devotees 2,000 times a day.
A bhaktama bi odavao poštovanje 2,000 puta dnevno.
So, very, very humble.
Bio jako ponizan.
So then, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was actually the first of the six Goswamis to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A Gopal Bhatta Goswami je bio prvi od Goswamija koji je vidio Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because Lord Chaitanya, he went down to South India.
Jer gospodin Chaitanya je išao u južnu Indiju.
And he stayed at the house of Yankata Bhat.
I ostaje u kući Yankata Bhatte.
Who was a Sri Vaishnava.
Koji je bio Sri Vaishnava.
And Gopal Bhatta was there.
I Gopal Bhatta je bio tamo.
So he became very attached to Lord Chaitanya.
I jako se vezao za gospodina Chaitanya.
And he was serving him in various ways.
Služio ga je na razne načine.
And he also became very, very learned.
I isto je tako postao jako učen.
Of course he stayed there with his family for many years.
Naravno, boravio je tamo s obitelji mnogo godina.
And Lord Chaitanya instructed him to go to Vrindavan and take guidance from Rupa and Sanatana Goswami.
Gospodin Chaitanya mu je rekao neka ode u Vrindavan i tamo uzme utočište Rupe i Sanatana Goswamija.
And he was such a great scholar that he also became very, very famous throughout India.
Bio je tako učena osoba da je i on također postao jako poznat diljem Indije.
But his reputation really increased when he went to the Gandakini River, right? And he got these shilas, 12 shilas.
No, njegov ugled je uistinu porastao kada je otišao do rijeke Gandakini i tamo dobio 12 šila.
So this Gandakini River, this is in Nepal.
Gandakini rijeka nalazi se u Nepalu.
So he's going from Vrindavan He's going from Vrindavan to Nepal.
Išao iz Vrindavana u Nepal.
And Nepal, isn't it like on the other side of the Himalayas, or is it on top? Or, yeah.
Nepal je s druge strane Himalaja.
It's up there.
Tamo negdje uglavnom.
So he walks up there.
I hodao je tamo.
And he gets these 12 Shilas.
Dobio je tih 12 Shila.
Goes back to Vrindavan.
Vratio se Vrindavan.
And is worshiping these Shilas for a while.
I neko vrijeme obožavao Shile.
And then he decides, actually, I'm not qualified to worship these deities.
I onda je razmislio, pa u stvari ja nisam kvalificiran da obožavam ta božanstva.
So he decides to take him back.
Pa ih je odlučio vratiti.
The whole austere journey again.
I ponovno je krenuo na to teško putovanje.
So he finally makes it up to the river.
Konačno je stigao do rijeke.
Then he places them back in the river.
Stavio ih je ponovno u rijeku.
And they jumped back in.
A oni su ponovno skočili.
To his hands.
U njegove ruke.
Then he tried to put them back again.
Pokušao ih je ponovno staviti.
They jumped back again.
Ponovno su skočili.
It happened 3 times.
I to se dogodilo 3 puta.
So finally he decided, well, I guess Krishna wants me to worship him.
I na kraju je shvatio, pa izgleda da Krishna želi da ga obožavam.
So then he went back to Vrindavan with the Shilas.
I vratio se u Vrindavan sa Shilama.
So after worshiping these Shilas for some time, he decided that he felt some desire to worship the deity in the way that the Govinda deity is worshipped.
I nakon što je neko vrijeme obožavao Šilu, razvio je želju da obožava božanstvo kao što se obožava božanstvo Govinde.
With a form.
S oblikom.
And he was praying to the deity that night to be able to worship them in this way.
I te se noći molio božanstvo da ga može obožavati na taj način.
Then he took rest.
Odmorio se.
And when he woke up the next morning, one of the Shilas, the Damodar Shila, had turned into a form.
I kada se sljedeće jutro probudio, jedna Shila, Damodar Shila, poprimila je oblik.
A two-armed form.
Dvoruki oblik.
Playing the flute.
Koji je svirao flautu.
About 10 inches high.
Moje negdje oko 25 centimetara.
So when he saw this, he was just in complete ecstasy.
Kad je to vidio, bio u potpunom zanosu.
He was crying tears of ecstasy.
Plakao je suze zanosa, ekstaze.
And when all the other devotees heard about this, everybody was rushing to the temple there.
Kada su ostali bhakti to čuli, svi su se sjurili u hram.
And to this day, people all over India, they go to Vrindavan to see this deity, Radha Raman temple.
Dan danas ljudi dolaze u Vrindavan da bi vidjeli to božanstvo Radha Ramana.
And this is the only deity of all the deities of the six Goswamis that are still in Vrindavan.
I to je jedino božanstvo od osamih božanstva šestorice Goswamija koje još uvijek u Vrindavanu.
So, very, very beautiful deity.
Prelijepo božanstvo.
Self-manifested.
Samo očitovano.
So, let's see if there's anything more here. Oh. At one point, he was a little despondent.
U jednom trenutku bio malo nemiran.
Because he had promised his father that he would worship Lord Chaitanya.
Jer je obećao svom ocu da će obožavati gospodina Čajtanju.
But he wasn't.
A nije ga obožavao.
So when he was thinking like this, he was looking at the deity and was thinking like this, Lord Chaitanya manifested in the Radharaman deity.
Kada razmišljao tako i promatrao božanstvo, gospodin Čajtanja se očitovao u božanstvu Radharamana.
So those are the description of these six Goswamis.
To su dakle opisi šestorice Goswamija.
So now I thought we'd tell some more Sankirtan stories.
Sada sam mislio pričati malo još Sankirtan priča.
Yeah.
Kako to da danas božanstvo Radha Ramana ne obožavaju Gaudiya Vaishnave, nego Nimbarka Sampradaya?
I never heard that.
To nisam čuo.
That, are you sure? I don't think so. Yeah, Padmanabha Goswami. Yeah, Gaudiya.
Ipak je Gaudiya. Gaudiya Vaishnava ga obožavaju. Ali u obiteljskom nasljeđu Gopal Bhatta.
Because he never married.
Dakle, obiteljska linija rođaka Gopal Bhatta obožava tobožavaju zato što se Gopal Bhatta nikada nije ženio, pa nije imao nasljednika.
Any other questions about this?
No, there's no question about this.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He, Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami, he instructed them to take the books of the six Goswamis.
Jiva Goswami je dao uputu svojim učenicima da uzmu knjige šestorice Goswamija.
To get them copied.
Da ih kopiraju.
Because there's one copy.
Postoje samo jedan primjerak.
Of these books.
Tih knjiga.
So they were going along. They had some guards also, and they had them on a crate.
Imali su ih na nekom vozilu i imali su stražare sa sobom.
And before they got to Navadvip, they were camped out one place.
Prije nego su stigli na Navadvip, ostali su na jednom mjestu.
And there was one king that was a dacoit.
Tamo je bio jedan kralj koji je bio razbojnik.
And he had many dacoits working under him.
Imao mnogo razbojnika koji su djelovali pod njim.
And there was one. He had one astrologer that was serving him.
Imao jednog astrologa koji ga je služio.
And he told him that there's a great treasure in the nearby area.
Koji mi je rekao da se u blizini nalazi veliko blago.
Some sadhus are bringing this crate and it has very valuable treasure there.
Neki sadhu imaju veliko blago sa sobom.
And so he told his men, go and get this treasure.
I rekao je svojim ljudima neka odu i donesu to blago.
So they went there at night and they stole the crates.
Dakle, otišli su po noći i ukrali.
So when the devotees woke up, they were just devastated.
Kada su bhakte ustali, bili su naprosto očajni.
We can't imagine how devastated they were.
Ne možemo niti zamisliti koliko.
The only copies of the six Goswamis.
Jedini primjerci šestorice Goswamija.
Chaitanya Charitamrita was there also.
Tamo je bila i Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Krishnadas Kaviraj had written Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was there.
Krishnadas Kaviraj je napisao Chaitanya Charitamrita i ona se nalazila tamo.
Nectar devotion.
Nektar predanosti.
Satsandarbhas.
Satsandarbhe.
All these, so many wonderful scriptures were there.
I svi ti divni spisi su bili tamo.
The devotees were going nuts.
I bhakti su skoro poludili.
What to do?
Što da radimo?
So they went searching, of course.
Naravno, krenuli su potragu.
And which one was it that went to his kings? Srinivas. So Srinivas Acharya, he went to this one kingdom.
Srinivas Acharya otišao je u kraljevstvo, jedno kraljevstvo.
And there was somebody speaking.
Neko je pričao.
From one of the books.
O nečemu iz knjiga.
Because he's the king, he said, all right, let's open it up.
I onda su to, budući da bio, otvorili su to.
Let's see the treasure.
Da vidimo blago.
Those books.
To su bile knjige.
What a shock, right?
Koje to bio šok.
Supposed to be a great treasure.
Tamo je trebalo biti veliko blago.
But when he opened them up, he said, oh, this is a great treasure.
No, kada ih je kralj otvorio, rekao je, da, to je veliko blago.
Because he was also, attracted to the Vedic texts.
Jer su ga isto tako privukli vedski tekstovi.
So he had one of his pundits speaking from one of the books.
Dakle, jedan njegov pandit govorio iz tih knjiga.
So Srinivasacharya, he walks in there and he hears him speaking.
Srinivasacharya je došao tamo i čuje kako govore.
And he told them that this is not correct, what you're saying is not correct.
I rekao je, to što vi govorite nije ispravno.
And he says, well, who are you?
Oni su pitali, a tko si ti?
He said, I'm a humble Vaishnava.
Rekao je, ja sam ponizni Vaishnava.
Well, let's hear what you have to say.
Ajmo čuti tebe, što ti imaš za reći.
So he started speaking.
Počeo je govoriti.
From this, you know, commenting on the text that he was speaking from.
Dakle, komentirao je na te tekstove.
So the king could see that this person is not an ordinary person.
I kralj je mogao vidjeti da to nije bila obična osoba.
Imagine hearing the preaching of Srinivasacharya.
Zamislite da čujete propovjedanje Srinivasacharya.
Such a great Vaishnava.
On je bio tako uzvišeni Vaishnava.
So after he spoke, then he went to the king and he said, you know, we're in search of some text that we've lost.
I nakon toga je prišao kralju i rekao mu da traže te tekstove koje su izgubile.
I'm saying it a little different because he was already speaking from it. So anyway, the king said, all right, here's the books.
I kralj je rekao, evo tu su knjige.
So of course he was very happy.
Naravno bio jako sretan.
And he became a devotee.
I postaje bhakta.
He became a disciple of Srinivasacharya.
Postaje učenik Srinivasacharya.
And the whole kingdom actually became his disciple practically.
U stvari čitavo kraljevstvo postali su njegovi učenici.
So this is the Shakti of Srinivasacharya.
Dakle, to je Shakti Srinivasacharya.
And Narottam Das Thakur, he went back to where he had grown up.
Narottam Das Thakur vratio se na mjesto gdje je odrastao.
And I think his brother became a devotee. Was it brother or cousin? Remember? Narottam Das Thakur, I think it was his brother became his disciple. And he was the king now. His brother became the king. Narottam would have been the king.
I brat Narottam Das Thakur je isto tako postao bhakta i postao njegov učenik. A njegov brat je dakle bio kralj. Narottam je trebao biti kralj.
But he didn't become king because he left.
Ali nije postao kralj zato što je otišao.
Also from a very wealthy family.
Isto tako poticao iz bogate obitelji.
But his little brother, he became the king.
Ali je njegov mali brat postao kralj.
And a disciple.
I učenik.
So it's described that at the first Gorpranim festival, this brother of Narottam Das Thakur.
Opisano je da na prvom Gorpranima festivalu brat Narottam Das Thakur.
He covered all the expenses.
Pokrio sve troškove.
So invitations were sent all over the place, you know, all the Vaishnavas.
Poslani su pozivnice svim Vaishnavama.
And Janava, she was the most important of all the Vaishnavas there.
A Janava je bila najvažnija Vaishnava od svih njih tamo.
The most respected Vaishnava.
Najpoštovaniji Vaishnava.
A lady.
Žena.
So, and then when they were, when Narottam Das Thakur, he was performing the kirtan.
I Narottam Das Thakur je vodio kirtan.
Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, so many, you know, Rupa Goswami, so many Vaishnavas appeared in this kirtan.
I pojavili su se u tom kirtanu gospodin Chaitanya, gospodin Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, mnogi drugi bhakta.
Imagine that kirtan.
Pokušajte zamisliti taj kirtan.
Janava Mata must have been very happy to see Lord Nityananda again.
Janava Mata sigurno bila jako sretna što je ponovno vidjela gospodina Nityananda.
So, any question about that?
Ima li neka pitanja u vezi toga?
Comment?
Ili nekih komentara?
So now we'll maybe tell some Sankirtan stories.
Možda bismo sada mogli ispričati neke Sankirtan priče.
And if any devotees have any that they would like to say, you can say.
Ako neki bhakti žele nešto podijeliti, mogu isto.
So when I was at the seminar of Purnachandra, he was reminding me of the old days.
Purnachandra Prabhu me na svojem seminaru podsjetio na stare dane.
In the 70s.
70-ih.
I don't know if you all know, but in those days, all the men, we wore wigs.
Ne znam da li znate, ali u ono vrijeme svi su muškarci nosili perike.
Because back then, no one had bald heads.
Jer u ono vrijeme nitko nije bio čelav.
Except for Telly Savalas.
Oce?
You don't even know Telly Savalas. He was like a movie star back in
the...
There was one movie star back in the 70s. He was the only bald-headed guy, you know, anywhere. So no one had shaved heads.
Nitko nije imao brijane glave.
So if you have, you know, like, you know, 15 devotees in an airport, all with shaved heads, and no one else, it's going to look a little unusual.
Bilo bi malo čudno vidjeti 15 bakta obrijanih glava na zrakoplovnoj luci i nikog drugog osim njih.
So we were all wearing wigs.
Svi smo nosili perike.
And even in the parking lots, the boys would wear wigs.
Čak i na parkiralištima.
Sometimes it got very hot.
Ponekad je znalo biti vruće.
So eventually the people started, many of them started figuring out that Hare Krishnas are wearing wigs.
I uskoro su ljudi počeli prepoznavati da Hare Krishna nose perike.
So one time I remember I was distributing books to one person.
Sjećam se da sam dijelio knjige jednoj osobi.
And I had told my line and everything.
I rekao sam svoju rečenicu.
And I had just asked him for a donation.
I tražio ga donaciju.
And some guy walked by me from behind. He lifted my wig and he put it on my shoulder.
I došao je neki tip od straga, digao moju periku i stavio je na moje rame.
So this person's looking at my face.
I ta osoba gleda moje lice.
And he's looking at my wig on my shoulder.
Moju periku na ramenu.
But I didn't flinch.
Ali ja nisam niti trepnula.
I just, like nothing had happened.
Kao da se ništa nije dogodilo.
And I said, yeah, everyone just gives a donation.
Rekao sam, pa da, ljudi daju donaciju.
He was shocked. Yeah.
On je bio zapanjen.
So he just gave a donation. Yeah.
Dao je donaciju.
Took the book, yeah.
I uzeo knjigu.
So there's many wig stories.
Mnogo takvih priča s perikama.
One time I was distributing, this lady walked up to me.
Jednom sam dijelio knjige i prišla mi jedna žena.
And she just reached up, took my wig off, and handed it to me.
Uzela periku i dala je meni.
And walked away.
I otišla.
I just put it on.
Ja sam je ponovno stavila. I dijelio dalje.
You're all 14, you never had to go through this.
Niste nikad morali prolaziti kroz to.
But I was new, I just, you know,
ja sam bio mladi.
I just did what I was told, yeah.
I učinio sam ono što su mi rekli.
So yeah, I also did the Santa Claus for many years.
Isto sam tako bio i jedan raz mnogo godina.
And there was one devotee, he was getting so much success from doing Santa Claus.
Jedan bakta bio tako uspješan kod jedan raz.
That he was doing Santa Claus for a month after Christmas.
Da je mjesec dana nakon toga glumio jedan raz. Nakon Božića.
So, yeah, those are pretty amazing times.
Da, to su bila vremena.
Some of them we can't tell you.
Neke od ovih priča ne možemo vam ispričati.
So, another time I remember I was in the airport distributing books.
Jedan put sam dijelio knjige na aerodromu.
Yesterday he was telling you about fights, right?
Jučer je ponuđena pravo priča o svađama, o tučama.
So that was all over.
To je završilo.
It was a violent period.
To je bio nasilno razdoblje.
So I remember one devotee, we were distributing books. And this was early 80s, late 70s, book distribution was like really emphasized.
Dijelio sam knjige s jednim baktom, to je bilo ranih 80-ih ili pri kraju 70-ih, kad je dijeljenje knjiga bilo jako istaknuto.
It was like the main activity in all the temples.
To je bila ona glavna aktivnost u svim hramovima.
So I remember hearing this devotee kind of say to himself, said, Krishna, I don't want to distribute books anymore.
Sjećam se da jedan bakta govorio, biti, više govorio sam sebi, Krishna, ne želim više dijeliti knjige.
And I was shocked.
A ja sam bio šokiran.
Because book distribution was just like, it was the dharma of the age.
Jer je dijeljenje knjiga bila dharma za to doba.
So I was so surprised to hear this.
Toliko me to iznenadilo kad sam čuo.
About 5 minutes later, he tries to, he's still trying to distribute. So he calls over one person. And this guy reared back and he hit this devotee so hard that he went flying.
A taj čovjek tako jako udario baktu da je ovaj poletio u zrak.
And there was me and a few other devotees around us who were like, get out of here, guy, otherwise you're gonna get hurt. So he kind of like took off. You could see there was a bunch of devotees around, so he took off.
A ja i još neki bakti stavili smo tamo i bilo malo smo prijetili tom čovjeku, tako da je on otišao na kraju.
So then this devotee, he was bloody and he kind of shook it off and he went to the bathroom.
Taj bakta bio sav krvav, malo se otresao, otišao.
Wiped off the blood.
Poprisao krv.
Immediately he understood
that
was Krishna.
To je bio Krishna.
Krishna's reciprocating.
Krishna je uzvratio.
Because here this is such a glorious activity, book distribution.
To je bila tako slavna aktivnost, dijeljenje knjiga.
And he was saying like this.
A on je govorio na taj način.
And so after he went back to the spot,
i došao je na to mjesto događaja.
He started distributing books so enthusiastically.
I počeo je tako entuzijastično dijeliti knjige.
Krishna knows how to arrange things just perfectly,
Krishna zna kako savršeno urediti stvari.
That was one of his biggest days ever on Sankirtan.
To je bio jedan od najboljih dana u Sankirtanu, njegovih najboljih dana.
So, if you're ever on book distribution, don't say Krishna, I don't want to distribute books.
Ako budete ikada dijelili knjige, nemojte reći Krishna, ja ne želim dijeliti.
So one time in Chapati.
Jednom u Chapatiju.
Devotee was distributing books.
Bakta je dijelio knjige.
And the way they do it in Chapati is they have a table.
U Chapatiju imaju stol.
And they have a speaker and they have a microphone and they're shouting to people.
Zvučnik i mikrofon i onda viču ljudima, govore ljudima.
Come and get your Bhagavad Gita.
Dođite po Bhagavad Gita.
Come and get your Srimad Bhagavatam.
Dođite po Bhagavatam.
Words about Krishna.
Riječi o Krishna.
And so people would come.
I ljudi bi došli.
And there was one person that came.
I došla je jedna osoba.
And he was just staring at the devotee.
I samo je zurilo bakta.
He said, yes, please come, sir. Look at our Bhagavad Gita.
Oni su rekli, dođite, gospodine, vidite, dođite vidjeti Bhagavad Gita.
And he just kept staring at him.
On je dalje bulio u njih.
So then the devotee thought, so he kept calling over other people.
Pa su pozvali druge ljude.
And meanwhile he was selling books to other people.
I dijelili su, prodavali su knjige drugima.
And this man was still there.
A taj čovjek je i dalje stajao tamo.
So he said, yes, please, sir, come and look at the books.
A bakta je rekao, molim vas, gospodine, dođite i vidite knjige.
Bhagavad Gita is so nice.
Bhagavad Gita je tako lijepa.
He said, why should I read the Bhagavad Gita?
On je rekao, zašto bih ja čitao Bhagavad Gita?
I spoke the Bhagavad Gita.
Ja sam izgovorio Bhagavad Gita.
I'm the cause of all causes.
Ja sam uzrok svih uzroka.
I created everything.
Ja sam stvorio sve.
Everything is coming from me.
Sve prizlazi iz mene.
So the devotee is thinking, boy, this guy is really full of himself.
A bakta su rekli, ovaj čovjek je stvarno pun sebe.
So he started calling over other people and
i počeo, bakta počeo zvati druge ljude.
And he started selling other books.
I prodavati druge knjige.
And while he was distributing, his microphone broke.
I dok je dijelio, njegov mikrofon je se pokvario.
So he said, hey, so the guy is still there. He said, hey, God, you're doing so much. You're able to do this. Can you just fix this microphone for me?
I onda rekao, tom čovjeku, ej Bože, ti još toliko toga radiš, možeš mi malo srediti ovaj mikrofon da proradi.
So he said, yeah, sure.
On je rekao, da, naravno.
So he's fiddling with this microphone.
I onda se malo igrao s tim mikrofonom.
And meanwhile he's still talking to people.
I međuvremenu je pričao s ljudima.
So after that, about 10 minutes, he says to this, to God, he says, so, did you fix it, God?
I nakon 10 minuta rekao je tom takozvanom Bogu, i Bože, jesam li ga uspio srediti?
He said, no, sorry.
Rekao je, ne, žao mi je.
He said, you should give up all this nonsense that you're talking.
I onda je bakta rekao, trebaš napustiti sve te gluposti koje govoriš.
You're just a little soul.
Ti si samo mala duša.
You're part of Krishna.
Ti si dio Krishna.
You're meant to serve Krishna.
Ti trebaš služiti Krishna.
You're not God.
Nisi ti Bog.
you're in a fool's paradise.
Ti si u raju budala.
You should give up all this foolishness and just read the Bhagavad Gita.
Napusti sve te gluposti i samo čitaj Bhagavad Gitu.
He said, okay.
On je rekao, u redu.
So he took the Bhagavad Gita.
I uzeo je Bhagavad Gitu.
And gave a nice donation.
I dao neku lijepu donaciju.
God was converted.
Bog se preobratio.
So one time, Radhanath Swami, he told me this story.
Radhanath Swami mi je ispričao ovu priču.
He had been doing some traveling preaching.
Putovao je i propovjedao.
And he was hitchhiking back to the temple in New Vrindavan.
I stopirao je do hrama u New Vrindavanu.
And he got picked up by this guy in a truck.
I pokupio ga je neki čovjek u kamionu.
And Radhanath Swami started preaching to him a little bit.
I Radhanath Swami mu je počeo malo propovjedati.
So he said, you ever heard of Krishna?
I pitao je, jesam li ikad čuo za Krishnu?
He said, oh yeah.
On je rekao, da.
Yeah, he spoke the Bhagavad Gita.
Da, on je izgovorio Bhagavad Gita.
I said, yeah, he did.
Da, je.
He said, have you ever meditated?
Jesi li ikad meditirao?
He said, yeah, yeah, I chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
Da, ja mantra, Hare Krishna mantra.
Oh, wow, nice.
Ba, super.
You ever been to any of our temples?
Jesi li ikad posjetio neki naš hram?
He said, yeah, I'm going to the New Vrindavan, yeah, that's, I'm going there.
Da, ja idem u taj New Vrindavan, da, tamo idem.
So he said, why are you going to New Vrindavan?
Onda je pitao, pa zašto ideš u New Vrindavan?
I'm gonna go there and see if they could let me stay and join.
Idem vidjeti hoće li mi dopustiti da im se pridružim.
And Radhanath Swami was like shocked, you know.
Radhanath Goswami je bio šokiran.
You know, he's hitchhiking, he gets picked up by this guy that's going straight to New Vrindavan to be a devotee.
Stopirao je i stao mu je taj čovjek koji je išao u New Vrindavan da postane bhakta.
So as he's talking to Radhanath Swami, he says, do you guys accept donations?
I onda je pitao Radhanath Swami, jel vi primate donacije?
He said, oh, yeah, sure.
On je rekao, pa da, naravno.
Well, good, because I brought $5,000 for you guys.
Zato što sam donio $5,000 za vas.
And $20,000 worth of welding equipment.
I isto tako $20,000 opreme u vrijednosti. $20,000.
And this is when they were doing building New Vrindavan.
A to je bilo u vrijeme kad su oni gradili New Vrindavan.
So, Radhanath Swami was just in ecstasy.
Radhanath Swami je stvarno bio ekstazi.
This guy said he read Bhagavad Gita 3 times.
Taj čovjek je 3 puta čitao Bhagavad Gita.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Mantra Hare Krishna.
Going to the temple to join.
Odlazio u hram da se pridruži.
With $5,000 cash.
$5,000 gotovina.
So Radhanath Swami said, well, how did you learn about all this?
Radhanath Swami ga upitao, pa kako si sve to naučio?
He said, I was at a store.
Rekao je, pa bio sam u dućanu.
And at the store I bought a watermelon.
I tamo sam kupio lubenicu.
And I was eating the watermelon outside the store.
I jeo sam je ispred dućana.
And as I was eating the watermelon, it fell into the trash.
I dok sam jeo lubenicu, ona je pala u smeće.
And he said, usually I wouldn't reach into the trash to get a watermelon.
Obično ne bih posegnuo u smeće da uzmem tu lubenicu.
But this watermelon was really good.
Ali ta lubenica bila stvarno dobra.
So he said, I reached into the trash to get the watermelon.
Tako sam posegnuo u to smeće da uzmem lubenicu.
And I grabbed this book.
I izvadio tu neku knjigu.
Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
And I was thinking, what's this book doing in the trash?
I mislio sam si, pa šta ta knjiga radi tu u smeću?
So I just started reading this book.
Pa sam počeo čitati tu knjigu.
And it was so nice.
I bilo je tako dobro.
So yeah, I read it in like 4 days.
Pročitao sam je u 4 dana.
And I've read it twice since then.
I od onda sam je pročitao još 2 puta.
And I decided that I have to find the people that live these teachings.
I odlučio sam da moram pronaći te ljude koji žive ta učenja.
So he said he found the phone number of New Vrindavan.
I našao je telefonski broj New Vrindavana.
Went to New Vrindavan.
I otišao tamo.
This was about 35 years ago.
To je bilo prije 35 godina.
Still a devotee.
On je još uvijek bhakta.
Sometimes, you know, people that we distribute books to may not be interested.
Možda ljudi kojima dijelimo knjige nisu zainteresirani.
But still they buy a book.
Ali ipak kupe knjigu.
And then they find, well, I'm really not interested.
I onda shvate da stvarno nisu zainteresirani.
And then they throw it away.
I bace je.
Someone still becomes a devotee.
Ali netko ipak postane bhakta.
One time a devotee was going shop to shop distributing books.
Jedan bhakta je dijelio knjige od dućana do dućana.
And he saw this person at a table reading some parts of a book.
I vidio da neka osoba čita neke dijelove knjiga.
Just some pages.
Neke stranice ima.
And he looked closely and he saw it was Sanskrit.
I malo pobliže pogledao i vidio da je to Sanskrit.
And he looked closer and it was the Bhagavad Gita.
I malo bolje pogledao i to je bila Gita.
Just a part, a section of the Bhagavad Gita that had been ripped out.
Samo dio Gite koji je bio istrgan van.
So he stopped and he asked the person, excuse me, where did you get this part of a book here?
I onda je stao i pitao tu osobu, pa dobro, gdje ste našli taj papire?
He said, I was just walking down the street and I saw this part of a book just laying there, so I just picked it up.
Pa rekao je, hodao sam ulicom i vidio taj dio knjige i pokupio to.
And I took it to lunch and I was just reading it during lunch.
I uzeo sam i čitao za vrijeme ručka.
And I was so impressed.
I tako me se to dojmilo.
He said, for the past 2 weeks, this is all I've been reading during lunch.
I zadnja dva tjedna to je sve što čitam za vrijeme ručka.
Sublime wisdom here, yeah?
Ovo je uzvišeno znanje. Uzvišena mudrost.
He said, I wish I had the whole book.
Baš bih volio imati cijelu knjigu.
And the devotee said, well, this is your lucky day.
Bhakta rekao, ovo je vaš sretan dan.
I've got it right here.
Imam je za sobom.
He said, no.
Ne.
Yeah.
Da.
So he bought the Bhagavad Gita.
I kupio je Bhagavad Gita.
One time I was distributing books in Australia.
Sam dijelio knjige u Australiji.
In Brisbane.
U Brisbaneu.
And I was walking around with the Bhagavad Gita.
I hodao sam s Bhagavad Gitom.
And I was talking to somebody.
I prišao s nekim.
Showing it to him.
Pokazivao knjigu.
And this person walks up.
I došla neka osoba.
And he said, you know, I noticed you have the Bhagavad Gita there.
I ta osoba rekla, pa primijetio sam da imate Bhagavad Gita.
Do you know anywhere around here I can buy it?
Znate li gdje mogu kupiti to negdje?
I said, yeah.
Ja sam rekao, da.
Right here.
Evo, tu baš.
I'm selling.
Ja je prodajem.
I said, really?
Stvarno?
Yeah.
Da.
Oh, it's good.
Super.
I'll buy one. So in the meanwhile, this person that I'm showing it to is like, oh, what's going on here? I thought you were showing it to me.
I said, no,
I have more books. It's okay.
So that inspired him.
Yeah, he wasn't that interested previous. But when he saw this person so enthusiastic, yeah, I'll take one too. Yeah.
U početku nije bio zainteresiran, ali kad je vidio tu drugu osobu, onda je sam poželio uzeti knjigu.
2 days later.
Dva dana kasnije.
I'm walking around with the Bhagavad Gita.
Hodao sam opet s Bhagavad Gitom.
Same thing happened.
Ista stvar se dogodila.
But I wasn't showing it to anybody. He just walked in. He said, you know, I noticed you there with that Bhagavad Gita.
Došla neka osoba i rekao, primijetio sam da imaš Bhagavad Gitu.
He thought it was mine.
Mislim,
my personal book.
Mislim da je to moja knjiga.
So do you know where I can buy one?
I onda mi ta osoba pitala, znate li gdje je mogu kupiti?
I said, yeah, I'm selling this one.
A ja sam rekao, da, evo, baš ovu prodajem.
That's fantastic. How much do you want?
Koliko želiš za nju?
It's an easy sale there, huh?
To je bila laka prodaja.
Devotee's dream, you know?
San bhakta.
It's like I heard here in the communist era, after the communism had collapsed, people were lining up to buy books.
Kao što sam čuo ovdje, nakon pada komunizma, ljudi su stajali u redu da bi kupili knjige.
Because people weren't used to buying things.
Jer nisu bili navikli na kupovanje.
Must have been really ecstatic. So, but one devotee, he was driving his Sankirtan vehicle.
Ja, bhakta je vozio Sankirtan auto.
So he's driving along.
I vozio se.
And he sees the lights flashing behind him.
I vidio kako iza njega svjetle, neka svjetla.
Policeman is pulling him over.
Policajci su ga zaustavili.
So he pulls over.
I stao je.
And the policeman comes to his window.
Policajac je došao do njegovog prozora.
And the devotee says, did I do something wrong?
Bhakta je upitao, jesam li nešto pogriješio, činio krivo?
He said, actually, you haven't done anything wrong.
On je rekao, ne, niste ništa krivo napravili.
But when I saw you drive by me,
no, kada sam vidio da vozite pored mene,
I noticed you were a Hare Krishna.
Primijetio sam da ste Hare Krishna.
And I need the third canto part two.
I treba mi treće pjevanje, drugi dio.
Do you have it?
Imate.
And he just happened to have it.
Ja ga baš imam sa sobom.
So sometimes there's some pious cops around. There are some pious cops around.
Da, postoje neki pomožni policajci.
One time I was in the Brooklyn Temple.
Jednom sam bio u Brooklynskom hramu.
It was just before Ratha Yatra.
Prije Ratha Yatre.
And Jayadvaita Swami and myself were on a japa walk near the temple.
Jayadvaita Swami i ja smo bili na japa, malo smo šetali smo japom.
And we were about 8 blocks from the temple.
I bili smo nekih 8 kvartova dalje.
And one policeman pulls over in his car.
Stoji neki policajac u auto.
And the driver gets out, some guy gets out.
Izašao je neki čovjek.
And he shouts at us, "Hey, what do you got to do to become a Hare Krishna? What do you have to give up to become a Hare Krishna?"
I on je povikao sa nama, "I što vi morate napraviti da postanete Hare Krishna? Čega se morate odreći?"
So Jayadvaita Swami said, "You have to give up suffering."
Jayadvaita Swami rekao, morate se odreći patnje.
I was amazed. And Jayadvaita Swami is so sharp, you know.
Ja sam bio stvarno zadivljen.
Immediately he said, "You just have to give up suffering."
Odmah je rekao, samo se trebate odreći patnje.
Yeah, that sounds interesting, all right. Yeah.
Zvuči dobro, u redu.
So he said, "And if you're really interested, we have a temple just 8 blocks down the road. You can go and you can get some books."
Onda smo rekli, ako ste stvarno zainteresirani, imamo blizini hram i možete tamo dobiti neke knjige.
So we continued our chapa walk.
I mi smo nastavili mantrati.
Then we went back to the temple.
I vratili smo se u hram.
And the devotees came up to us and said, "Hey, this cop car pulled up here and two cops came in. They bought all these books from us."
I onda su na bakti rekao da se zaustavio neki policijski auto, izašlo su dva policajca i kupili knjige.
Yeah, powerful preaching.
Moćno propovjedanje.
One time I was distributing books in the airport.
Jednom sam dijelio knjige na aerodromu.
And some of you may have heard this story.
Možda ste već čuli ovu priču.
I approached one family.
Prišao sam jednoj obitelji.
Husband, wife, little daughter, 10 years old.
Muž, žena i jedna desetogodišnja djevojčica.
And the lady was like really into it.
Žena je stvarno bila zainteresirana.
Told us on yoga, meditation, philosophy.
Pričao sam o jogi, meditaciji i filozofiji.
So she said, "Oh yeah, I'm really into this."
I nju je to stvarno zanimalo.
So she asked her husband, "Can you buy this book for me?"
I pitala je svog supruga, "Jel možeš kupiti knjigu?"
He said, "No, you're not going to read it."
On je rekao, "Ne, nećeš ti to čitati."
"Come on, let's go."
Ajde, ajmo dalje.
And she said, no, I want to read this book."
A ona je rekla, "Ne, stvarno želim čitati tu knjigu."
"Please, buy this book for me."
"Molim te, kupi je za mene."
He said, "No, come on, we're going to miss our flight, let's go."
"Ma ne, propustit ćemo let."
She said, "No, you don't understand, I want to read this book."
"Ali ne, ti ne svađaš, ja želim čitati tu knjigu."
He said, "Nah, it's just going to sit on the bookshelf. Come on, let's go."
"Ma ne, samo ću stajati na polici. Ajmo."
So she became very angry.
I ona se jako razljutila.
And she just walked away.
I samo je otišla.
Leaving the husband and daughter there with me.
A ostavila je svog supruga i kćer sa mnom.
So the little girl looks up at her father and she says, "Daddy, I hate you."
A djevojčica pogledala oca i rekla, "Tata, ma mrzim te."
Can you imagine a little daughter saying that to your parents? Oh, the guy was just devastated, you know.
Možete si zamisliti kako biste se osjećali da vam tog čer kaže, bi on je bio očajan.
So he reached into his pants pocket, pulled out $10 and gave it to me.
I onda izvukao iz svog džepa $10 i dao mi.
And then the girl grabbed the book from me and went running down the aisle. "Mommy, mommy, I got the book.
A djevojčica je zgrabila knjigu od mene i potrčala i povikala, "Mama, mama, imam knjigu."
I hope it didn't break up the family.
Nadam se da to nije uništilo tu obitelj.
Actually, this happened one time.
A to se stvari jednom i dogodilo.
There was a devotee distributing books.
Jedan bakta je dijelio knjige.
And he, husband, or not husband, wife, but girlfriend and boyfriend were walking.
I jedan par mladić i djevojka su naišli.
So he tried to stop them.
Pokušao ih je zaustaviti.
The girl kept going.
A djevojka je samo išla dalje.
And the man stopped.
A mladić je zastao.
So he sold the Bhagavad Gita to him.
I njemu je prodao Bhagavad Gita.
And then he went away. He left.
I otišao je.
He came back about maybe 15 minutes later.
Nakon 15 minuta se vratio.
And he put the book in our book box.
I stavio je knjigu u našu kutiju za knjige.
And then he left.
I otišao.
Came back another 15 minutes later.
Vratio se za 15 minuta.
And he asked for the money back.
I tražio je svoj novac.
And I asked him, what happened?
A ja sam ga pitao, pa što se dogodilo?
And he said, I'll tell you what happened.
Reći ću ti što je bilo.
Actually, I can't tell you the words that he used.
Neću vam ponoviti riječi koje je koristio.
Because they were pretty bad words.
Prilično onako.
But what happened was, he had bought the book, Bhagavad Gita Southbound, for $1.
Kupio je Gitu za $1 u mekom izdanju.
And when she found out, she started scolding him, like just chastising him like anything. You fool, you idiot, you bought those books, you...
Kad je ona to saznala, počela ga je stvarno ga počela kritizirati. Ti budalo, idiote.
So then she told him, you go and you give that book back to him.
Idi i vrati mu tu knjigu.
So he brought the book back.
I on je vratio knjigu.
Did you get the money?
Jesi li dobio novac?
No.
Ne.
Get the money!
Dobio novac.
So he came back, got the money.
Vratio se, uzeo novac.
And then she came back about 20 minutes later.
A za 20 minuta se je i ona došla.
She came up to us and she said, you guys just ruined our relationship.
Došla je, rekla, vi ste uništili našu vezu.
So, I mean, all he did was he gave $1 for a paperback Bhagavad Gita.
A sve što je on učinio je to da je dao $1 za to izdanje Bhagavad Gita.
So he was so fried.
Bio je stvarno stržen.
So, even Jesus said, he said, I have not come to bring peace.
Čak je Isus rekao, nisam došao donijeti mir.
I've come with a sword.
Došao sam s mačem.
To make enemies between husbands and wives.
Da napravim neprijatelja od muža i žene.
Sons and fathers.
Očeva i sinova.
Mothers and fathers.
Majka i očeva.
So, when someone starts taking a little seriousness, then people that aren't serious about spiritual life, they become, creates friction.
Kada netko postane ozbiljan u duhovnom životu, onda oni koji nisu ozbiljni, onda se stvara neka tenzija između njih.
So there's another story from Australia.
Ima još jedna priča iz Australije.
One person, he got a Bhagavad Gita from a devotee.
Jedan čovjek je dobio Bhagavad Gita od bhakte.
And he appreciated this book so much.
I toliko, toliko cijenio tu knjigu.
That he sent $6,000.
Da je poslao 6000 dolara.
To the temple.
Hramu.
Out of appreciation.
Iz tog velikog uvažavanja.
So the devotees were so amazed.
Bhakti su bili tako zadivljeni.
So they sent him a thank you letter.
Poslali su mu zahvalnicu.
He sent back $5,000.
On je ponovno vratio 5000 dolara.
Thinking, man, this person is really special.
Oni su rekli, pa ovo je stvarno poseban.
So they wrote him a letter.
Pa su mu napisali pismo.
Inviting him to the temple, they were going to give him a big gift.
I pozvali ga u hram s namjerom da mu daju veliki poklon.
Out of appreciation.
Iz nekog uvažavanja.
So when he came, they gave him the full set of Srila Prabhupada, all Prabhupada's books.
I kad je došao, dali su mu čitav komplet Prabhupadinih knjiga.
And he was so happy.
Bio tako sretan.
He gave $8,000 more.
Da je 8000 dolara.
So that's $19,000.
To je 19000 dolara.
From getting the Bhagavad Gita softbound.
Za meko izdanje Bhagavad Gita.
So, there's many special souls out there.
Ima mnogo posebnih priča.
And this is Srila Prabhupada pastime.
Ovo je zabava sa Srila Prabhupadom.
Back in around 1940, there was one godbrother of Srila Prabhupada.
Negde 1940. Jedan brat po Bogu od Srila Prabhupada.
Who had read this verse that the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to spread to every town and village on the planet.
On je pročitao taj stih da će se poruka Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proširiti u svakom gradu i selu na planetu.
So he couldn't understand how this is possible.
I nije mogao shvatiti kako je to moguće.
Because at that point, you know, it wasn't out of India.
Jer u to vrijeme to nije bilo van Indije.
So he was asking different God brothers, you know, how are we to make of this?
I onda je pitao sve braću po Bogu, šta da se mislimo o tome?
So at one point he went to Abai Babu at that time.
I u jednom trenutku otišao je to Abai Babu u to vrijeme.
Our Prabhupada.
Našeg Prabhupada.
That's what they called him then, Abai Babu.
Tako su ga zvali onda, Abai Babu.
So he said, Abai, what am I to make of this statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita?
I onda je pitao, Abai, a šta da, kako da shvatimo tu izjavu iz Chaitanya Charitamrita?
So Prabhupada said, yes, we have to have faith.
Prabhupada je rekao, moramo imati vjeru.
These are the words of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
To su riječi Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So he said, yeah, okay.
On je rekao, u redu.
So then, in the early 1970s, the same person, this God brother Prabhupada, he's in one town in India.
Početkom 70-ih godina, taj isti brat po Bogu bio u jednom indijskom gradu.
And he sees a Western devotee.
I vidio je zapadne bhakte.
He walks up to him.
I prišao je jednom bhakte.
He says, what happened?
I pitao, pa što se dogodilo?
Why are you like this?
Zašto tako ih gledaš?
Where are you from?
Odakle si?
I'm from America.
Ja sam iz Amerike.
But you have Jaffa beads, Kurtis, Kunti, what is how? When?
Imaš brojanicu, imaš doti, kurtu, pa kako?
So he says, this is the mercy of my guru.
To je milost mog guru, rekao je.
And who is your guru?
A tko je tvoj guru?
So he had a book there, he saw the picture of Prabhupada.
Ima je knjigu i pokazao mu je Prabhupadinu sliku.
He saw the picture of Prabhupada.
I on je vidio tu sliku.
He said, Abai.
Rekao je, Abai.
Abai Babu.
Abai Babu.
You did it.
Ti si to uspio.
You did it.
Ti si to učinio.
So he was very happy.
Bio je jako sretan.
To see that the person that he had asked had actually done it.
Što vidio da je osoba koju on pitao to učinila.
Of course, at that point, he had already been instructed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He instructed him in 1922 to go to the West.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati mu je 22. godine već dao uputu da ode na zapad.
And Prabhupada was, you know, he still had that in mind.
Prabhupada je to imao na umu u to vrijeme.
It's interesting that Prabhupada was instructed to do that in 1922.
Zanimljivo je što je Prabhupada primio to uputu 1922. godine.
And he didn't fulfill the order for another 43 years.
I nije ispunio tu naredbu u narednih 43 godine.
But he did it.
Ali učinio je to.
Perfect timing.
Bilo je savršeno vrijeme.
If he would have gone to America in 1922,
da je otišao u Ameriku 1922.
It would have been very difficult.
Bilo bi jako teško.
Because it was just very, very conservative America.
Jer je Amerika u to vrijeme bila jako konzervativna.
Rednecks, you know rednecks? Rednecks, no? Cowboys.
Cowboy.
Huh? Seduction. That's the meaning of redneck. So, Prabhupada came just at the perfect time. Just when the conservative mood was just falling.
Došao je u savršenom trenutku kad je bio pad tog konzervativnog načina razmišljanja.
There was the beatniks.
To su bile beatnice.
And the hippies.
Hippie.
And they were, you know, the Vietnam War was going on.
Vietnamski rat je bio u tijeku.
So people just were really embracing Prabhupada's teachings.
Ljudi su istinu prihvaćali Prabhupadina učenja.
So there's one instance where there was a devotee, this is in India actually, he was going shop to shop.
Jedan bhakta je u Indiji išao od dućana do dućana.
And he had Bhagavad Gitas.
Imao je Bhagavad Gita.
And he went to one shop there.
Otišao je do jedne trgovine.
And there was a business meeting going on.
I baš je u tijeku bio poslovni sastanak.
About 10 businessmen around the table.
Oko desetak tih poslovnih ljudi oko stola.
And when he walked in, he could see, oh, they're having a meeting. So, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. He was getting ready to leave.
I vidio je da imaju sastanak, pa se ispričao i namjeravao je otići.
And then the chairman of the meeting said, no, no, please come in.
A ovaj koji predsjedavao sastankom rekao je, ne, uđi.
So he told the devotee, please give each of these men a Bhagavad Gita.
I onda rekao tom bhakti, molim te, daj svakome od prisutnih Bhagavad Gita.
And I'll pay for them.
A ja ću je platiti.
Devotee was in ecstasy.
Bhakti je bio stvarno sretan.
So it was happened to be the end of the meeting.
Baš je bio kraj sastanka.
So he wanted to hang around and talk to this man about, you know, why he was so enthusiastic.
Pa je želio pitati tog čovjeka zašto je bio spreman to učiniti.
For them to take Bhagavad Gita.
Dakle, da oni uzmu Bhagavad Gita.
So this man told him what had happened to him.
I taj me čovjek ispričao što mu se dogodilo.
He said I was at, you know, home, nice family life.
Bio je kod kuće i imao je ugodan obiteljski život.
And then my wife started giving me all kinds of problems.
A onda moja žena počela zadavati svakakve probleme.
And my children started giving me all kinds of problems.
A isto tako i djeca.
And I didn't know what to do.
I nisam znao što učiniti.
So finally I just started drinking.
I konačno sam počeo piti.
And drinking.
I piti.
And drinking.
I piti.
And eventually I became an alcoholic.
I s vremenom sam postao alkoholičar.
So my life had just become miserable.
I život mi je postao uistinu bijedan.
So I was thinking, might as well just finish it all.
I htio sam sa svime jednostavno svršiti.
Just commit suicide.
I ubiti se.
So as he got the poison together.
I dobio, nabavio neki otrov.
And just before he was going to take the poison.
I baš kad ga je htio uzeti.
He looked up and he saw the Bhagavad Gita in the bookshelf.
Pogledao je, vidio na polici Bhagavad Gita.
So he said, I just thought, well, maybe there's something there.
I pomislio, pa možda ima nešto u tome.
So I brought it down and I started reading.
I počeo je čitati.
And the first paragraph just brought so much relief.
I prvi odlomak je donio toliko olakšanje.
So I kept reading, I kept reading.
Nastavio sam čitati i čitati.
He told this devotee, I kept reading. I read the whole Bhagavad Gita in like 3 or 4 days.
I pročitao sam cijelu Bhagavad Gita u 3 ili 4 dana.
And I had never been so happy in my life.
I nikad u životu nisam bio toliko sretan.
To this day, every day I read Bhagavad Gita.
I svaki dan čitam Bhagavad Gita do današnjeg dana.
And all my family problems were solved.
I svi moji obiteljski problemi su se riješili.
My life is just perfect now.
Moj život je sada savršen.
Once I put Krishna in the center.
Kad sam Krishna stavio u središte.
So that's why I wanted my associates to get Bhagavad Gita.
I zato sam želio da i moji kolege dobe Bhagavad Gita.
So this is the power of Prabhupada's books.
Dakle, to je moć Prabhupadinih knjiga.
There is another instance, similar instance.
Ima jedan sličan slučaj.
Where one devotee was going distributing books in a parking lot.
Kada je jedan bhakta dijelio knjige na parkiralištu.
And he went up to one person in the car.
Prišao je jednoj osobi u autu.
And the window was up, so he was motioning him to let the window down.
I prozor je bio dignut, pa mu je pokazao gestom da spusti prozor.
So, no, get away, get away.
A ne, odi, poslao ga.
So then this devotee, somehow he sensed that this person is like really suffering.
Bhakta je nekako mogao osjetiti da ta osoba uistinu pati.
So he decided just to put the book in the window wiper, yeah. He just put it there.
Dakle,
and
da je odlučio knjigu staviti samo na brisač prozora i otišao.
So this book is facing him.
I ta knjiga tako stajala pred njim.
It says the path of perfection.
To je bio put savršenstva.
So this person is looking at this book. Yeah.
I ta osoba je gledala tu knjigu.
Yeah. The path of perfection.
Put savršenstva.
I wonder what it's about.
Pitam se o čemu je to.
So he opens the door and
otvori vrata.
And he gets this, you know, grabs the book and starts reading.
Zgrabio knjigu i počeo čitati.
It turns out that this person had rigged the car in such a way that the exhaust was coming into the car.
On je napravio tako da su plinovi ulazili u auto. Tako nešto napravio.
He was trying to kill himself.
Pokušao se ubiti. Ispušni plinovi.
But when he saw this book, he thought, well, maybe there's something here.
Ali kada je vidio tu knjigu, pomislio ima tu nešto.
So he started reading it.
Počeo je čitati.
And he read it, finished reading it, and he found the address, went to the temple, started visiting the temple.
Kada je završio s čitanjem, pronašao je adresu i posjetio hram i počeo ga redovno posjećivati.
And became a devotee.
I postao je bhakta.
One time, devotees were distributing these free books, you know, Reservoir of Pleasure, these little 20-page books.
Ima one male knjige, ne se zove, zadovoljstvo.
They were giving them out for free.
Dijelili su ih besplatno ponekad.
So one person got one of these.
I jedna osoba je dobila tu knjigu.
And he went to his apartment.
I otišla u svoj stan.
And he started reading. And he was reading how people that think sense gratification is the goal of life, they're like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses.
I onda je pročitao da osobe koje misle da je osjetimo zadovoljstvo savršenstva života su nalik magarcima, svinjama i psima.
And he was thinking, wow, this is heavy.
Oni misle, ovo je stvarno moć.
This person is Devamrita Swami.
Ta osoba je Devamrita Swami.
So he was reading this and he said each page he was reading is just like, I just can't believe this. How could anybody say this?
I svaka stranica, na svakoj stranici koju je pročitao, razmišljao, pa ne mogu vjerovati da netko može tako nešto napisati.
Sense gratification, this is the, he's thinking, this is the goal of life. Yeah?
Osjetimo zadovoljstvo je smisao života.
So after finishing, he's just thought, I gotta meet this person.
Kad je pročitao, pomislio, pa moram upoznati tu osobu.
Meanwhile, he was ordering books from the VPT.
Međuvremeno je nabavljao knjige od VBT-a.
So there was, for some reason, there was one book that he couldn't get from the Bhagavatam.
Iz nekog razloga nije mogao nabaviti jednu knjigu iz sveta Bhagavatama.
But he knew that there was devotees distributing books in downtown New York City.
No, znao je da bhakte dijele knjige u centru New Yorka.
So he saw one Mataji distributing.
I vidio je kako je na Mataji dijeli knjige.
So he kind of slowly walked by her.
I onako je sporo prošao pokraj nje.
And she ignored him.
A ona ga je ignorirala.
I was wondering, why'd she ignore me? She's wondering why, or he's wondering, why did she ignore me?
A ona se pitala, pa zašto me ignorirala?
So he walks back again the same.
Ponovno je prošao pokraj nje.
She ignored him again.
I opet ga je ignorirala.
And then he finally walked up to her. Why are you ignoring me?
I konačno je prišao i pitao je, pa dobro, zašto me ignoriraš?
She said, what are you up to?
A ona ga pitala, pa šta ti želiš?
What do you want?
Šta namiravaš?
He said, I want the 5-1.
On je rekao, želim 5-1.
He said, I don't have the 5-1.
On je rekao, nemam 5-1.
Well, can you get it for me?
Možeš li mi nabaviti?
You'll have to come to the temple and get it.
Moraš doći u hram.
No. I'm not going to the temple. You're not going to give me to go to the temple.
Nećeš me dobiti da dođem u hram.
I like your books, but I don't know. You people are strange, you know. You're not going to give me to go to the temple.
Vi ste malo čudni. Ne bi ja u vaš hram.
So she said, well, that's where I got it.
Ona rekla, tamo to možeš dobiti.
Well, you're not going to give me to go there.
Nećeš me navesti da odim tamo.
He said, all right, at least you can give a donation to the temple.
Ona rekla, u redu, možeš barem dati donaciju za hram.
So he said, I don't have my checkbook here.
On je rekao, pa nemam ovdje svoju karticu, šta već.
It's at my apartment.
To je u mojem stanu.
That's okay, we can go to your apartment.
Ne veze, možemo mi u tvoj stan.
Oh God, I can't believe it.
Oh Bože, ne mogu vjerovati.
All right, let's go.
Dobro, ajmo.
So they go to the apartment, he lives up in a higher flat.
Otišli su stan, on živi na visokom negdje.
So he told her, you wait here.
Onda rekao, ti čekaj ovdje.
No, I'll get the checkbook.
A ja ću donijeti ček.
I don't want anybody up there thinking that I'm part of you guys.
Znači da netko gore misli da sam ja s vama.
So he comes down.
I spustio se.
He said, I'm only going to give you $500.
I rekao, daću ti samo $500.
He said, no.
Ona rekao, ne.
You have to give $2,000.
Moraš dati $2,000.
$2,000?
$2,000.
That's right, $2,000.
Da, dobro si čuo, $2,000.
All right.
Dobro.
The most amazing. $2,000 back in like 1971. That's like $10,000 now.
Je kao danas 10.000 dolara.
I mean, if any of us was said that someone's going to give $500, we're like, woo! Yeah, I'm so happy. Ne
znam, neko kaže da će nam dati $500, mi bi bili tako sretni.
But you have kunas here. How many kunas is $500?
Koliko je kuna samo $500?
2,700.
2,700 kuna.
So she said no.
Ona rekla ne.
Not enough.
Nije dovoljno.
So this lady was Devi Shakti.
Ta žena bila Devi Shakti.
Do you know Devi Shakti?
Znate li Devi Shakti?
Such a saint. She still distributes books in Vrindavan.
Knjige u Vrindavanu.
People write her. Asking for sending books.
Ljudi pišu i traže da im pošalje knjige.
Mail order.
Da biva naručbe putem
pošte. Such a saintly devotee.
Ona je tako sveti bakta.
So many sannyasis she made devotees.
Ona je toliko sannyasija postala poštovi bakta zbog nje.
She used to go and visit people, trying to encourage them to be devotees.
Znala bi posjećivati ljude i ohrabrivati ih da postanu bakte.
And some of them, about three sannyasis, I think, she made devotees.
Mislim da je troje sannyasija su postali bakte zbog
njega. I can't remember their names, but Devamrita was one of them.
Ne sjećam se svih imena, ali Devamrita je jedan od njih.
Of course, he was already attracted.
Naravno, on je već bio privučen.
But just see the power of Prabhupada's books.
Ali vidite moć Prabhupadinih knjiga.
20 page.
20 stranica.
Another devotee in Los Angeles, Archita.
Još jedan bakta u Los Angelesu, Archita.
He also got just a little book.
Dobio je samo malu knjigu.
The first person he saw distributing books was Devamrita Swami.
I prva osoba koju je vidio da dijeli knjige bio je Devamrita Swami.
He went up to Devamrita Swami and said, hey, what's this all about?
Prišao mu je i pitao ga, pa dobro, o čemu se ovdje radi?
So he started preaching to him.
A on mu je počeo propovijedati.
And he gave him this book.
Dao mu je tu knjižicu.
Same thing that made him a devotee.
Isto zbog koje i on postao bakta.
In Archita, I mean, you all know about Los, you've heard about Los Angeles community.
Siste čuli za zajednicu u Los Angelesu.
He's the scholar of Los Angeles.
On je učenjak tamo.
Really knows the books.
Yeah. Stvarno dobro poznaje knjige.
Most of the BBT.
Radi BBT.
So these books are very, very powerful.
Te su knjige jako, jako moćne.
So we should somehow put some energy, some time.
Trebamo uložiti neku energiju i vrijeme u to.
So, is any question or comment?
Ima li kakvih pitanja ili komentara?
Any Sankirtan pastimes?
Neka Sankirtan priča.
Yeah. I think we need a microphone. You want to say Sankirtan pastime? Sankirtan pastime. Yeah, why don't you come over?
So he wants us to make a promise. He will say one story and then we have to distribute one book a month. Then he will tell us.
What did you say?
Okay, he will say one story and then we have to promise that we will distribute one book a month.
So you're going to say one story and after you only say the story if everybody promises to distribute one book a month.
One month.
So you're telling everybody here that if you want to hear a story, is that what you're saying? He'll give you a book.
On će vam dati knjigu ako nemate knjige. At least you should have, you should think like that. It would be nice to distribute book. You should have this in your mind. Krishna may make some arrangements if you have this desire.
Okay. What's that?
One month. The story you last 1 month.
Evo, ovaj, možemo tri kratke priče. Jednom prilikom kad sam počinjao dijeliti knjige u Sarajevu, izašao sam na ulicu i satima nisam mogao nijednu knjigu podijeliti. Znate kako to izgleda? To je pakao. Najmanje 100 ljudi me izbacilo iz firme, oteralo sa ulice, lupilo vrata. Jednostavno, ego vrišti potpuno. I posle nekih 4-5 sati nijedna knjiga. A poznavajući moj mentalitet kontrolora, uživaoca i fanatika, mora biti makar jedna knjiga. I tako, tako jedan, još jedan sat, još jedan sat. Već je došao ručak, ja recimo od 9 ujutro do 3 sata nijedna knjiga. Minimalno 150-200 ljudi. I u jednom trenutku Krišna se najvjerojatnije smilovo, dao mi malo inteligencije. Pa meni su rekli, Krišna dijeli knjige. Inače, rat je u toku u Sarajevu. Ok, Krišna, kažu, ti dijeliš knjige. Pa ti onda i dijeli. I ja se okrenem prema jednom kiosku, jedan kiosk koji je miniran kompletno, nema ništa unutra, i samo onake jako šipke, rešetke, i ja poredam knjige na kiosk, sjedem na klubu, imam park preko puta, i sjedem i Krišna rekao, pa ti dijeliš knjige, ne mogu ja više. Ja više ne mogu ovo dijeliti. I sjedem na klupu i tako, cool, ako uzo, da čitam malo. Samo sam 10 do 15 sekundi sjedio. I sam prilazio neka dva momka. Čije su ovo knjige? A moje? Krišna je počeo dijeliti knjige. Jedna knjiga ili jedan pokušaj. Ok. Jednom prilikom bio je Aditya Rupaka Prabhu, njega znate, ovaj, svi. Bio je predsjednik hrama u templu. I to, taj dan pristao bi da radi bilo šta. Kopajne kanala došli Bosna. Bilo šta. Samo da knjige ne nosi. Prilazi na neko. Aditya Rupaka Prabhu. Da li danas mogu neku drugu službu tada? Da gulim krompir, perem ved. Inače, prije Sankirtana sam imao službu čišćenja, WC, hodnici i tako. Da, da očiti neko WC još jednom da one hodnike. Pa zašto? Ne mogu da gledam, ne mogu da gledam u ljude. Kako da pričam s ljudima? Pa nemoj kaže gledati. Ali, pa evo, pa trebam polni knjige. Pa nemoj nuditi. Pa ne, tvoje je da nosiš knjige. Ali, nema volje uopšte da komuniciram s ljudima. Molim te, daj mi neku službu. Molim te, tvoje je samo da nosiš knjige. Okej. Okay. Imao sam ideju u glavi. Ima jedan park, pola sata pješke. Fino, odem do parka, malo odmorim od sava. Žalim se nazad, rekao mi, nosi knjige. I uzme knjige, sećam se te depresije, baš onako, jedva sam hodao od uma, cijela, svega.
tako spuštene glave idem i ne znam, neki 50 metara dolazim do jedne ulice, prilazim neki tip, momak, stani, stani, kakve su to knjige? Na putmenu mir. Prilazi tip, upati neko zavu, stani, kakve su knjige? I uzima on jednu ili dvije knjige, ne znam, tačno. Koliko je mašta ja? Zovete, imam ono, zlomio od bilo čega. I on uzima knjigu i daje mi neko, koliko je, šta god hoćeš, ne znam, nemam pojma. I dade mi neku donaciju. I ja nastavim tako u depresiju, idem dalje, silazim iz ulicu. Neki 10 metara prolazi sljedeći čovjek. Momak, momak, stani! Pusti me na miru. Ista situacija. I onda je došla puno ljepša svjesnost. Tako da sam nastavio. Ima jedna priča, ali morate obećati da se nećete previše smijati. Ušao sam u jednu zgradu. Nije bilo struje u zgradi i liftovi nisu radili. Kad rade liftovi, onda idem od vrha zgrade prema dnu. Tako, lakše je nizbrdo. Nizbrdo se lakše je. Valjuta. I, okej, rekao, pošto nema struje, idem gore prema zgradi. I imao sam tako, jako puno inspiracije za sankirtan. I odjedno počinju problemi sa stomakom. Veliki tole. Krišna. Želim dijeliti knjige, ništa me ne interesuje. I krenem tako, jedan vrata, druga, jedan sva drugi. Sve veći problemi u stomaku. Čovječ, rekao. Znači, situacija je prilično zanimljiva. Društvo ne znam što da radi. Ali takva inspiracija, sankirtan. Pa, ođe dijeliti knjige. Ne mogu sada, ne znam, morate, razumijete, zamoliti ljude da uđete u stan, što nije baš tako lako. Ili uhodniku dobavim veliku nuždu. Ili da napustim zgradu pa u neki park, ako ima kafić u kafić, ako nema, ono, razumete? Krišna, Krišna. Moram zgradu obići. I penjem se. Sve veći problemi. Stomak već puca, ja pučem razne molitve, pranajama, tehnike disanja, pošto dajim jogom, znam se. Kuta na posljedna vrata, vrata malo otvorena. Komšija! Ništa. Otvori vrata. Nema niko. Pogledam, otvorena vrata od toaleta. Nema niko. Obavim toalet, istuširam se, okupam se i nastavim sankti. Kad neću toalet, što se... Bilo je u zadnji sekund. Tri knjige ili tri pokušaja. Mjesečno. Jedna priča s Kumbhamelije. Inače, ako mi Krišna i Guru Mahar dozvoli ove priče, i nadam se, bit će napisao u jednoj knjizi koja bi trebala izaći možda par mjeseci. Tako. Mislim da je bila 2001. godine, tako. Kad je bila Kumbh Mela? 2001. druge. Prve. Mi smo išli na Kumbh Melu. I kad smo došli na Kumbh Melu, znači, za one koji nisu u toku, hiljade šatora kraj Gange, bilo na Hrišikešu, na Hrišikešu, prajagu. Ne znam koliko stotina i da li možda par miliona ljudi. 70 miliona ljudi. Znači, hiljade šatora. I dolazimo na veče, u toku mjeseca dana, jasno. Svaki dan par, možda par miliona, milion dva, tako.
I dolazimo na večer i ovaj, nađemo vozače rikše i nas neko stotina bakta i sad krenemo kao Isko Hare Krishna, I know, no problem se dan. U Indiji znaju sve o bilo čemu. Uvijek. I tako idemo, dolazim do jednog velikog šatora. Hare Krishna, mi po, ono kao Sitaram, Sitaram šator. Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Iskon. Sitaram. Ok, sedam, no problem. I ponovo sjedamo pro flow jedno. I tako smo neko sati se vozali. On sve zna, a većina tu šatora je povezana s Hare Krishna. Pa njemu je to sve super, sve to Hare Krishna. I ovaj, već je ponoć prošla. Već sam onako nas nekoliko na rikši, nekoliko rikša još ostalo. Ovi ostali su se, ne znam, da li su izgubili, da li su našli, ja nemam pojma, gdje je naš ovaj, iskreno šator. Možda je bilo jedan sat, dva ujutro. Rekao, Prabhu, rekao, moramo spavat negdje. Svi nas vole, svi znaju za Hare Krishna. Bilo koji šator, samo uđemo, odspavamo, pa sutra ćemo tražiti. Na, valjda ćemo naći, ona, gdje su naši. Ulazimo u šator, nas troje ili četvero. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, please, come in. My gost, kao moj gost i učite. Time problem, going sleep. No problem. I mi smo legli spavati. Poslije pa, možda par sati, mene budi neki miris. Pogledam, ni nekoliko marihuanu ili šta već uvija i pun šator one mirisa ti droga.
Kršenje principa u toku.
Bio sam sam onako ošamučen kompletno.
Jer se nisam odmah probudio, razumete?
Probudim bakte, rekao moramo bježati odavde, ovaj, krši se princip. Izađemo napolje i nekako smo sati tu šetali, ja sam i dalje jako u zanimljivom stanju svijesti. Uspjeli smo naš šator, međutim, možda neki sat vremena prije, sve bakte krenuli u Harinam i Sankirtan. O, Krishna, otišli su svi, kako ću sada, dolazim do ovog menadžera, kaže, neko ti mora dati odobrenje za, ko je glavni, kaže, taj. Sada ja krenem kao do njega i pozdravim ga, ništa ne pričam u vezi knjiga, i vraćam se ponovo od ovoga glavnoga za knjige, pravu, menadžer rekao, totalno sve u redu. Ozbiljno, ozbiljno. Mogu gdje kogod možeš. Ste me razumili? Glumio sam kao da sam razgovarao sa glavnim u vezi knjiga. I vraćam se do menadžera i kažem mu, sve je sređeno, nema uopšte problema. Odobrio ti? Sve mi je odobrio. Pratite li? I tad je, nisam znao koliko da knjiga uzmem, i prva je bila ideja 50, oni mali. Um se već buni, znači nemam ni krugove, malo sam pod utjecajem droge, nisam se okupao, spavao sam par sati. Al, treba li stići bakta Sankirtana, što da radim sada? Ok, rekao, uzmem 100 knjiga, onako ne manje knjižice. A taj dan je bio specijalan dan. Velika povoljnost za kupanje u Gangi. Onda sam krenuo da dijelim knjige i knjige su išle onako. U Indiji se dijeli knjige jako lagano. Znaju bakte koji dijeli tako samo. Samo dignem knjigu i kažem Krishna Bhagavan! Krishna Bhagavan! I samo priđu. I uzmu knjige. Onda sam mijenio mantru, ne znam. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! E, dobro. Tako. To je preaching. U jednom trenutku, jedan sadhu mi je prišao, onako kao, bio je nijem, nije mogao da priča, I vidim po njegovom ponašanju da voli knjige, voli Krišnu. I počeo sam da mu citiram neke stihove iz Gite, on nastaje mimikom. Jedan stih, drugi, 10, 20, 50. Preko pravo, you have Gita in here. I vidim, ja hoće da dijeli knjige sa mnom, želio da dijeli knjige sa mnom. Ok, rekao. Ja ću da hodam, ti dijeli. On sve me razumio suptilna osoba, jer ne može napričati neko. Minimalno 10-15 knjiga on je podijelio za par minuta. Ja samo nosim knjige, a on sam... Onda ljudi priđu i uzmu knjigu. I tako je uzmu. E, ako neko neće? Inači, izgleda jako moćno, ako kao jedan jogi, ogromne oči, brada, razumijete? Samo su ljudi prolazili, a ja nosio knjige. Međutim, desilo se da, vidio sam da sunce se približava zalasku. Sunce kad zađe, kupanje u Gangi je uvreda. Krišna, imam možda neki pola sata, možda neki, ne znam, 15-20 knjiga, ti mali knjiga. Pola sata. Idem u pravcu Gange, pa vidit ćemo, mislim, želim da se okupam, a želim da podijelim knjige istovremeno jedno i drugo. I tako sam, govori Hare Krišna, Hare Krišna. Ljudi su uzimali knjige, uzimali. Imam jedno 10 metara do Gange. Imam možda 2-3 minuta da sunce zađe. Pogledam još par knjiga. Čovjek mi je prišao, uzeo knjigu. Imam još 3 metra do Gange. Tako, 2-3 metra. Jedna knjiga u ruci. Imam još jedno minut do zalaska sunca. Krišna, Krišna. Prilaze dva indijca. Hare Krišna Prabhu, please take. Yes, yes, yes. I on uzima knjigu, daje mi donaciju i pruža mi ruku. I u Indiji nisam navikao da iko pruža ruku. On glavno razume, odaju poštovanje. Ima sam malo blokade u glavi. Gledam u sunce, gledam u njega. Pružimo ruku i onda on govori na mom jeziku. Čestitam. I tad sam utečao u Gangu, onako u garderobi. Još uvijek se sjećam, on uopšte nije bio svjestan šta priča. To znate. Ja sam bijelac, on indijac. 500 zemalja je u biloj koži i tako dalje. Još uvijek pamtim tu kako je pravio izrazite, kako je govorio čestitam, nesvjestan uopšte šta priča, otud njemu taj tekst, šta je sad rekao i tako. Četiri knjige ili četiri pokušaja? Ja će biti dosta. Šta pravo pada, kižaj. Aj, molite se malo za mene. Čestan obrčiš ljubišenki. Yeah.